This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel's Air Force hit Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza for a second day on Wednesday, and Palestinian militants in the enclave began launching rockets across the border. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reports.
The military said it was trying to hit rocket sites preemptively as blasts rocked different points, including what witnesses described as a training camp in the northern part of the Gaza Strip and an open area in the south. Esti Shabelis lives in Tel Aviv.
It's frightening for both sides. It's frightening for us. Yes, to run to shelters, I recall the past and that was terrible. And I think it's terrible for Palestinian children who don't have shelters as well. So I can feel for both sides and it's a very, very sad situation.
Several were killed, medical officials said. Their identities were not immediately clear.
That was Reuters correspondent Edward Baran. Fighting in Sudan's capital escalated on Wednesday with fierce clashes and airstrikes, but rival military factions were reported to be close to a ceasefire agreement in talks in Saudi Arabia. Residents reported ground battles in several neighborhoods of Khartoum between the army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The army has been pounding targets since Tuesday as it tries to root out RSF forces that have taken control of large residential areas and strategic sites since early in the conflict that erupted on April 15th. Pakistan's government has called out the military in provinces plagued by violence following the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. The popular opposition leader was dragged from a courtroom and ordered held for another 8 days on new corruption charges, outraging his supporters and deepening the country's political turmoil. Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif approved the deployment of troops in the capital of Islamabad and in the volatile northwest. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump appeared in a live CNN town hall a day after a New York jury found him liable for sexually abusing a woman nearly 30 years ago. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Jurors awarded columnist E. Jean Carroll $5 million in damages, and while they rejected her claim of rape, they found Trump responsible of sexual assault and defamation. Asked about the case, Trump claimed his poll numbers had gone up and repeated his statements that he didn't know and had never met Carroll, though at least one photograph has surfaced of them together. He dismissed a question about whether it would affect his standing with female voters, instead launching into a recounting of Carroll's claims in a mocking voice, disparaging her as a whack job. I'm Ben Thomas.
India's Prime Minister is set to make a state visit to the United States next month and will be the guest of honor for a formal dinner at the White House. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
The White House announced on Wednesday that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will make an official visit that will include a state dinner on June 22nd. Officials say the trip is intended to boost bilateral ties, including strengthening the defense partnership and confronting common challenges such as climate change. India is the world's largest democracy and most populated country. Modi faces international criticism for his government's crackdowns on the media and for limiting the rights of minority Muslims. Washington increasingly sees India as a bulwark against rising China, but New Delhi has resisted a formal military alliance with the United States. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Detailed talks on raising the U.S. government's $31 trillion debt ceiling, kicked off Wednesday with Republicans insisting on deep spending cuts. Time is running out to avoid a historic, economically destabilizing default, which the Treasury Department has warned could come as soon as June 1st. Twitter's CEO has revealed details about new features coming to the platform. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
The news was revealed late Tuesday by boss Elon Musk. Last year, he had flagged plans for what he called Twitter 2.0, the Everything app. He said that would have new features, including long-form tweets, payments, and encrypted direct messages. Now he says voice and video chat functions are also coming soon. That will enable users to talk to any other user without exchanging phone numbers. The move will bring Twitter into line with rivals like Facebook and Instagram, which offer similar features.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.